Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of the Just Around podcast. I'll be joined momentarily. This is another of our Class City updates. So we're gonna try to check, see how everybody's training's going. I'm just waiting for everybody to show up in the Zoom room, and for you, it'll seem like seconds. And I didn't realize it. I had a few plans for podcasts this past month since the last one came out about the Glass City Marathon. Unfortunately, a few things didn't pan out and never got another one made. And I did, I had a couple out last month, so it wasn't altogether a waste, but never got another one out. And here we are, go again about Glass City. So, but last one was pretty good. I enjoyed talking to Clint all about the Glass City. If you didn't get a chance to listen to episode 207, go back, listen to it. And I have some other stuff that I coming up. Got a few people I need to talk to about it. And I was approached by somebody for the Peace Race. So we're going to have a few episodes about the Youngstown Peace Race. This is going to be the 50th year they've run the Peace Race. So hopefully we'll get a few special guests on here just to talk about that. I'm not sure if anybody else is coming, but
Who else do you need?
nope, we're good.
We're good.
Wasn't sure if anybody who else was coming. I didn't get a Chad. Chad said he was coming.
He usually pops on like right at 6.
Unless he's in San Francisco.
Right.
Time.
Maybe on Pacific Coast time.
No James tonight?
Oh, he's here.
Oh.
His usual
Hi,
spot.
James.
Hi.
He cannot sit up for this occasion.
I worked all weekend.
Oh.
Thanks for your support.
Some of us ran a milk half marathon in Mill Creek Park, so you know.
That's right.
Well, we'll go ahead and get started, and if Chad shows up. So it's March 5th, we're recording on, and we are just under 8 weeks to go till the Glass City. I think everybody here that's running it, well, there's only three of us here, actually, or two of them.
Not running it. I'm not even running
Well,
it.
You're representing Scott.
Yeah. I'll be Scott tonight. Yeah.
I've just got the questions.
And Amy's coming with the questions. Aaron and me are running the half. So for anybody that can't see the screen, which is everybody listening to the podcast, I'm joined by Aaron Burns, Don Gregory, Amy Rossler, maybe James Johnson. If he's awake.
He's the silent partner.
He's a silent
partner. Yes.
And we may or may not have more people jumping in. Amy, why don't you go ahead and take it away? You have some
All
questions.
Right. So I think that before we jump into talking about Glass City, we should probably do a little recap of the amazing Distance Classic that YRRC put on this weekend. So I know Dawn and Bruce and myself were running the half this weekend, and I thought they did a phenomenal job. Of course, the weather couldn't have been better for us, which is rare for that particular race. So Bruce, you want to just kind of start and talk about your experience with the half on Saturday?
I was viewing it as a training race, but I do feel I pushed it some in different spots. And I really wasn't feeling my best at the start. Somehow I felt better halfway through the race than I did the first half of the race. So if that makes any sense. And
yeah, probably because the hills got less awful the second.
Did they, Amy? Did the hills get less awful?
I mean, I think to some degree, like the first half was.
I still think about the old course where you finish going up the staircase and up the big hill to Wick. So this finish was a little easier. I don't know. Overall, it wasn't distance classic normal weather. Normally, you're looking at blizzards and things like that. And it's more of an experience race. And a lot of times, I have run in the past where I'm training for marathons, and I consider it a really good training run. And overall, I thought they did really good. They do three water stops, but the way the course is set up, you get more than enough water stops because you pass each one two or three times. And there was only one spot in the whole. They have it pretty well marked, and they have enough people out there. What was funny was I saw a group in front of me. There was like three or four of them. All of a sudden, they went up. They were by the, you know, where you go into the high side that's closed off. Okay, instead of going down the big hill that would take you by the Silver Bridge, we were going up that way, and we were going to go into that closed off high section.
To go like Cohasset.
Yes. And I saw a group of them going up to the right. They have it coned off up higher. They didn't see it. They started going up that way. I was able to yell for them to come back down, and they did. But apparently they started heading down when they realized it was coned off up there. So that was the only spot I think you could have even made any sort of wrong turn that I saw. But I mean, I knew the course pretty well, so I wasn't worried about me. But other than that, overall, I was happy with it. I was about where I thought I would be for it, since I wasn't. So trying to gauge how I could do in Glass City in 8 weeks. But we got 8 weeks to train, recover. And this is taking me a couple days to recover from. So, all those hills.
I know. I was way more sore yesterday than I expected to be because I didn't push it really hard. I mean, I got a good workout out of it, but I didn't feel like I was racing per se. And I was really sore yesterday, but it seems like I recovered pretty well for today. So
today I didn't run yesterday. I should have gone out and done a walk or something. I went out today. I was going to do a run walk, do 3 miles or so after work, and went to the hike bike trail. Guess when that storm, did you know there was a storm in Boardman today? I left from the 224 side, got clear almost down to the gate for the other side. All of a sudden the wind's picking up. I started hearing thunder and lightning. I'm a mile and a half from my car. So, well, I was almost, I think I was 1.4 miles. So I turned around instead of going all the way to Shield Road and started heading back. Cut it just a slightly short. Went through about a half mile of a hard downpour, and then it let up, and then I got down to about a quarter mile to go, and it started raining again, so I finished up. So that was my day.
Yeah. Dawn, how was your race on Saturday?
Well, it was good. I didn't know what to expect out of myself, really, because I've not been pushing like any of my runs too much, just trying to come back from my, you know, my back injury, then the hip thing. And just, so I just kind of wanted to go out and run and see how it felt. And early on, I felt good early on. And then unbeknownst to you, Amy, you were in front of me. And I just told myself early on, like, just keep Amy in your sights. Like, just keep her in your sight. And honestly, I'm not even kidding. Like, I had this little invisible rope on you, which is probably why you felt a little bit like, oh, I'm not going as like I want. So I just kind of held on to that for you, right? Yeah. And then I just told myself to, like, whatever you do, don't walk the hills. Cause I just have been getting really lazy with hills lately. So I'm like, just don't walk the hills, even if you like are barely getting up them. And I got that from Scott years ago. Like, if you have to walk, Scott always had told me this, like, if you have to walk, make yourself get to that top of that hill and then you can walk. Then you can recover if you have to. But he's like, you are going to become such a stronger runner by going up those hills. So then I just kept telling myself that, like, you can do. And I think I shared with you right after the race, Amy, like, there was these couple guys in front of me at one point and they were really slowing down. And like, I think it was Big Bear. We were on Big Bear. And I was just like, whatever you do, please, like, do not walk. Because if they would have stopped to walk, I think it may have broke me. Like I may have like, but yeah. they didn't to their credit either. So they kept, you know, we all kept pushing up the hill, but yeah, so I did feel good. And you know, it was good. It was good finishing with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because Jill had warned me, like, don't forget that little turn at the end where you have to do that little loop. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And I started to go right for the finish line. And you're like, Dawn, no. And I had to, like, make that left. Like, oh, man, like, this is, like, one final little hill. Like, I know it wasn't much, but at that point, I was just like,
yeah,
that's another hill. They're just so mean. So anyway, but it was nice. It was nice coming in right behind you. And yeah, I mean, honestly, when I say like you carried me through that race, you really did, unbeknownst to you. So thank you.
Yeah, I had no idea you were behind me until we were coming down, like I said, that S curve by the lily pond, probably like 11 miles in. And I saw you out of the corner of my eye behind. So
yeah,
well, glad to help, I guess.
Yes.
Sorry I didn't go faster, so you could have.
No, you were fast enough for me. Fast enough for me. It was good. No, it was good. So yeah. And honestly, that just gave me a little bit of confidence now, because my marathon, Boston's sooner than your guys's. So I have 6 weeks to Boston, I think. So that just gave me a little bit of confidence, because I've not been doing like super long runs or anything. So you know, I felt that was a strong half. So I'm feeling okay. And I don't feel too bad. My quads are a little bit sore today. They were okay yesterday, but they're a little sore today. Mm-hmm. Not awful. I did a little bit of strength training yesterday, and I did go out for, my run was 55 minutes this morning. So I got about a little over 5.5 miles this morning. And it felt pretty good. So I have a really good coach. His name's Bruce.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
Heard good things about that.
He does a phenomenal job. So
how was your race, Amy?
Well, I really just went into it not really planning to race. I decided I wanted to finish around 2 hours. Hoped maybe it would be a little on the underside of 2 hours. And I started out, felt really good. And then I got probably like the worst side stitch I've ever had while I was running about at mile two. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, but luckily probably like a mile and a half or 2 miles later, it kind of pulled itself out. And I was able to kind of pick back my speed and then finish at like 158 something, which was fine for what I was, looking to do that day. So it was good. I really enjoyed myself. I, you know, found that at that point, like, I'm not going to PR today, you know, it really hurt. I was afraid to push it. So I just kind of waved at people and cheered and, you know, just kind of had fun out on the course rather than trying to really kill myself. So that was nice. And, I don't know, it was just a really good day. I really had a nice time.
Aaron, I don't want you to feel left out. How was your Sunday?
How was what?
How was your Sunday?
Oh, my Sunday. We slept in, we made breakfast, and then we went to my nephew's hockey game in Boardman. It's a great day.
Sounds lovely. So we're not going to leave you out, Aaron. We'll start with you for the next question. So as Bruce said, you guys are about 8 weeks out from Glass City. I know last time when we talked, you were having some heart issues and things, trying to get that under control and get back on your training. So how's that going? How's your training going now?
Training could still use some additional oomph behind it, but I did finally get everything back from the cardiologist, and my echocardiogram looks perfect. I don't have any issues specifically with my heart that will be long-term, but he did say that I do have some, what they call atrial tachycardia, which they think is caused, from COVID basically. So I'm on some medication to regulate and slow my heart rate down for now. And hopefully in 3 months, they'll take me off of it. So we're just, kind of working through that at the moment, but, not terrible thing. So, hopefully eventually I'll be back to trying to push and do better, but for now, we're just going to coast through this half marathon. I just need to find some motivation to get myself back on track in more of a regimented program versus just running 2 days a week mm-hmm. and not doing anything else, because I do have a triathlon this summer to do. So need to get there. But we ran 10 miles last weekend and I felt okay. It was right before they started me on the medication. So my heart rate was high, but my legs felt good. So I'm kind of excited to see how this weekend goes now that I'm established on something, and hopefully we'll feel better.
So, good.
That's yeah.
Good. All right, Bruce, how about you? How's this past month of training gone?
Not too bad. Probably would have felt better if I'd done a little better yesterday, but like I said, I was still feeling that as a training run, and Glass City is a whole lot flatter than Mill Creek Distance Classic. So got that going for me. I think with 8 weeks to go, if I can get some good runs in, I think I need to work a little bit on the endurance side, and I think I'll be okay. I don't know. I think we were originally trying to break two. I just, right now, after yesterday and the way I've been feeling, I don't know if that's realistic for me, but I think 210 maybe might be a new goal. I'm still going to push it. So, and it just happened. I mean, we do have a lot of plans. We got the whole weekend pretty much planned out now. For me, and it actually, the race actually falls on my, what would have been my father's birthday. He would have been, oh geez, I can't, 82, but he passed away in 13. So it's been 11 years, but it just happened that this year it fell on his birthday. So I just use that, I guess, for a little extra motivation.
Oh, that's nice.
And actually after today's run where I was soaking with, I was feeling a little sore and stuff. I guess second day a lot of times is the worst day for soreness.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I just stick to the plan, I should be okay. And hopefully 210, 215 area, I think it's very realistic still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't have all those hills to
contend
with in Toledo either. So can't hurt, right? So you mentioned you have the weekend pretty well set now. So I know you were talking last time about figuring out the dinner plan for the night before and some other things. So what did you guys dinner plan?
Well, there's a restaurant on the top of the Renaissance where several of us, I think most of us are staying there. There's a few that waited to get, that are having to go elsewhere. Well, you always sign up early. Reserve your hotel early because you can always cancel. But there's a restaurant, I can't think of the name of it now, that Clint was looking into. And I like their website. I don't see any reason. Just, I think we'll probably go there. And I think we're talking about, we got our shirts for our,
yeah, they look great. I saw them last Saturday.
And I think we're going to run out to, there's a lighthouse that's not too far from us, and try to get some group pictures there. Then and then we're like, Amy will be jealous because she's not.
I will. Yes. Might have to drag James up there for the photos.
It's not a coffee pot, but but it looked like a pretty good place to go get some pictures and see a little bit of the area. And I know after the race, we mentioned going to Tony Paco's, which is why I understand it's definitely a place to go after the race, not before it.
Yes. That sounds like fun. I know last time we were talking a little bit about getting like nutrition on track and our diets and things like that leading up to the race. Have you, Bruce or Aaron, started any different nutritional things or anything that's kind of working for you fueling wise during your running or eating between your running?
Well, eating between my run, I do way too much of that, but
you're very good at that part.
I did look at yesterday's race. I did take advantage. I took my gels with me and I tried to take them at the same intervals I want to take them at if I was doing for Toledo, and I think that part went well. And I wanted to practice hydrating. I think all of that went pretty well. And the gels, they're the SIS, Science and Sport, I think it's called SIS. I got a bunch of them. And I ordered that bunch of them a little bit ago, so I'm all set for my long runs in the race. And they seem to agree with my stomach, so I think I'm good to go on that part of it. And right now, they're just trying to watch a little better when I eat. And I'm going to try to up my water, try to make sure I'm taking in like 100 ounces a day or something like that.
Yeah, that was kind of a reminder when it got a little warmer for the race on Sunday, like how thirsty you get when it's weak. Yeah. You kind of got used to it being cold. And
technically, you need the water regardless, you know, but you notice it more in the.
Yeah.
I mean, if you sweat more, you're going to need a little more. How about you, Erin? Did you have any?
So I talked last time about switching to the SIS as well. However, we still have a boatload of honey stingers to get through. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten through them quite yet. So I think they're going to make it to the race. And then hopefully we'll be done with those. And then we can move on to some new nutrition. But I just can't throw them away. And I don't really know anybody else that uses those for nutrition. So they somewhat still agree with me. So I'm just going to continue on that until they're gone. Water intake has been huge. That was something the cardiologist said to make sure I was hitting a certain number. So I have religiously been hitting that number since January, which I'm really proud of, even on days that we've been away or on vacation. So that's the biggest thing that I've been working on. And then we do eat most of our meals at home. So I do try to make sure we eat pretty balanced and stuff. So I think that that's going well. We haven't really had any issues with food we've eaten before a long run. So I think we're doing okay with that.
That's good. Don, I know you're not doing Toledo per se, but anything you want to add on that front?
I use the Martin gels. They agree with me. And I had a lot of stomach issues. It took me a long time to find that the Martin gels work for me. And it's nice because both the Boston course and Berlin in September, that's their nutrition on the course. So in fact, I was just having this conversation with Scott because Martins are a little pricey. They are a little pricey, but it's nice because, right now, so Boston and Berlin both give a discount code. So you just, you know, if they see that you're registered for those two, then you can get the discount on the gels. So my plan is to stick with the Martin gels through at least Berlin in September, and then maybe look to see if something else would work. And then just like Bruce, that's one of the things that I don't take enough nutrition in on the course, like in the more, you know, the more you hear about it, like you have to force your body to learn to take those carbohydrates in, even if you feel like you don't need them. So I did the same thing on Sunday, I'm still not taking them frequently enough, but I took one at a Martin at 5. I took another Martin at 10. It takes everything I have to get them down. I mean, whether it's a Martin gel, a goo gel, a honey snare, like it just, my body just doesn't want to swallow that. I'm practicing that because the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And then, I hate to have to do it, but I do take my bottles with me because I cannot do Gatorade. I just can't. And I do the Element, and I know that Bruce thinks they're too salty, but Element works for me. And, so I like to carry that, and I'll do that for Boston and Berlin because, you know, I know it works. So, I wish I could learn to run with a handheld, that waist pack drives me crazy. But I have a hard time holding something in my hand, and I just don't know if I could do it for 26 miles, but, anyway, yeah, that's my nutrition strategy.
Well, I take a noon every day, so I'm on that part of it. They got a variety of flavors, and I've always, they agree with me, I guess.
If it's not broke, you don't fix it, right? Like if it's working for you, just stay with it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Do we any of us have any races coming up between now and Glass City?
Yes, we do.
I know. Kara, we do, right? We do. That was, yeah. We
do. What are we doing? Kara, do you want to tell us? Do you want to do this?
Oh, the nice people at Second Soul decided to put a race on my birthday so all my friends can come out and celebrate the 330 race. So I decided, even though I don't like to race short races and I didn't want to put anything between now and the half marathon just because I really can't push it, I decided that what the heck, it's my birthday. Let's have fun with it. So I'm going to do it regardless. I don't know if I'll push anything necessarily because I think we're going to try and smash in some more miles maybe before and after. But yeah, we're going to give it a go and have fun with it.
Okay. And that's on March 30th,
30th. Yep.
At Second Soul, starting at Second Soul. So yep. we'll have a crew out there. Hopefully we get good turnout for the race and hopefully as good of weather as we had for the distance classic this weekend. We can hope, right?
Yeah, you can hope.
Yeah. And then Bruce, you have a little event coming, maybe not a race per se, but you have a little event coming up here.
Oh,
in a couple weeks.
March 23rd will mark my 20-year anniversary of the day I went out the door and started running, and guess I haven't actually stopped since. So I've meeting down at the Lily Pond that morning, 8 o'clock, to run 20 kilometers for, probably because I didn't want to do 20 miles. but that fits into my training plan perfectly because I think I had like a 12 miler plan for that day. So we'll just do a little extra. We'll get 20 kilometers in, and hopefully if some of us will go out and have some breakfast and just enjoy the day. And I just thought trying to get some people together to come out and do it with me was a fun way to celebrate 20 years of running.
Yeah, that'll be great. So again, and let's hope for some nice weather so you can get out there and enjoy the park.
My coach gave me 20 miles that day.
Oh.
So if anybody wants to run a little bit extra with me, please come because I'll have to start early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, Jay. I need somebody.
Amy, are you and Ann James doing the 330 race?
I have not registered yet, but I'm definitely going to do it. I'm not sure if I'm going to like race per se, but I will be there. I will participate. James,
I'll participate.
He sounds really enthusiastic about it too.
James, you're going to get a PR, I'm sure.
Participating.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, so we'll be there on the 30th. I'm planning to be there on the 23rd. I think James maybe is going to still be out of town for work at that point, but I should be there and we'll be cheering you on. And Dawn, you know I'm one for early morning, so if you need
there, you go. I knew I could count on you, Amy.
Yeah.
I knew I could count on
Kirsty
you.
And I are probably your girls. So
there you go.
I did look into some other places to eat because I didn't. How big is that landmark?
James, you're the expert on the landmark. James loves the landmark. So I don't know that I've ever really been in there.
I just don't know if you'll be able to make reservations. It's bigger, but it's not that big.
It's it really crowded, right, on Saturday morning.
It does get very crowded. So it's definitely a place you're going to want to call to see if you can even make a reservation.
On Google, it said they don't take reservations. That's why
don't know it's your 20th runniversary.
They don't know that.
So, I mean, they might make an exception.
I thought about going to Davison's, but they don't do breakfast on Saturday. So, but you know what? We probably won't be there till almost 11. So I almost thought about going there to see if people could do lunch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's an idea.
Yeah, I would say definitely somewhere where we could probably get a reservation would be.
Because I did talk to them and that I don't think we'd have any problem setting a reservation there. I would have to figure out how many people are coming. I was thinking we'd probably get maybe a dozen or so.
Yeah, well, we could, you know, try to get people to give us an idea if they're coming out.
Just because what we were saying about the landmark, which I've heard nothing but good stuff about it, But I'm worried that if we go there with a group of that many people, we're not going to be able to get in together. So I started trying to look into some other options. So
yeah, we could definitely put it in our back pocket for just a regular Saturday run where there's not as many people.
I thought about one of these Saturdays, just running down there, check it out, have breakfast. But of course we're running this Saturday, so maybe that's a possibility.
Yeah, you're running out of Saturdays between now and then. So
yeah,
there's a lot of Saturdays.
If we switch it to like I said, I thought about Davison's because I know they even have a little room, and I know they would have the room for it. It was just a matter of, is everything going to be okay going to lunch? So they just don't do breakfast on Saturday.
Yeah. I think that could definitely work.
I wouldn't be what were you talking about switching, Bruce?
The Saturday restaurant.
Run? Oh, the restaurant.
On the 23rd. Got I'm not you. Talking about switching the run, just where we go afterwards.
Just where we go to eat. I got you. All right.
But the other place doesn't do breakfast. We'd have to do it as a lunch. And I think they open at 11. And by the time I get done with 20 kilometers, it's going to be after 10 o'clock if we start at 8. So we're pushing lunchtime anyway. So I might seriously consider going there instead.
Yeah, and then people could start, you know, early. If they finish early, could run home, grab a quick shower, whatever, and get back there for lunch. So, because I'm sure everyone's not going to be wanting to run a whole 20 kilometers that day. So,
I'm sure some will.
Some will. Oh, for sure. Some will. Yeah.
But that's the plan for that. And I was going to try to total up my miles, and I have my race. No, that's not here right now. How many races I've done and stuff like that. Just to, I'll get somebody to make me a flyer with all that information.
Yeah, I think I might know someone who make a flyer every once in a while.
But so March is looking like a busy month, kind of. We have a couple of events coming up.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of, I was going to ask about that. So, you know, training has maybe not been as perfect the last month or two for you guys as you had hoped, but you still have 8 weeks, you still have time. So thinking in terms of the coming month here, what do you need from your fellow runners, from the club? Like, just what do you need from the group to help you stay motivated and get you out there?
Go ahead, Erin.
That's a hard question.
We need some invites to get together to run on days that are not Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Oh, so you need like a Tuesday friend, a Thursday friend. Yeah.
I think we probably need to, because Brandon and I both can't do it either. Either one of us are like, oh, walk sounds good. Oh, dinner sounds good. Sitting on the couch and catching up on shows sound good. We're just, lacking a little bit, you know?
Well, I will keep you in mind for Tuesdays and Thursdays going forth. I'm pretty good. Wednesdays and Saturdays, I think we're covered. And I think we have plenty of support on those days.
Mm-hmm.
And Sundays is usually an easy recovery day. I've been going down with the Road Runners, and we have a little group there that's been doing nice, easy recovery runs. So Sunday's covered. And Erin, you can come down Sunday and run with us too.
Yeah, it's so nice on Sundays.
I need to see if the Tri Club is still doing swims on Sunday. Maybe I need to get back to doing that as well. So
they have the Tri Club. We should just, I can't think. There was one Sunday coming up. I thought they had a pancake breakfast or something.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I think I did see that.
Or did we miss it?
I don't know.
No, the pancake is coming up soon. For the Road Runners?
No, it was
for the Tri Club.
Oh, okay. I don't follow that.
Well, you know, if it comes to pancakes, we will, you know.
I think it's also like a recruitment event, but
it is. Please share.
Oh, then, I'm a third of the way there.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Yeah. And that's probably as far as I'm going to get because I can't swim and I don't think I'm allowed to bike at this point per James.
Yeah. Shame on him. He's a fun sucker. It's fun. I promise.
you say triathlon and I did, and I don't know if she ever listens to the podcast. I know she has before, but it reminded me, like, shout out to Caitlin on Sunday, because that Caitlin, besides Amy, like her cheering on that hill, like just her encouragement there, like she's just there all by her lonesome, but she just cheered us up that hill. And then we saw her a second time. Like, it was just amazing. And it just,
yeah. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if she happens to, then honestly, like, and you know, I had messaged her, but yeah, honestly,
supposed to be on the podcast again. Hopefully she's listening to this.
Okay. Maybe she is. Yeah. But yeah, it was just
trying to get her nailed down to a time because she was supposed to be on in January, February, and now we're shooting for March. So
yeah. And I shouldn't just say Caitlin, because there was a lot of people out there cheering. Like it was just really nice of people to go out there.
Everybody had all the water stops. All these people are volunteering their time.
Yeah.
We always appreciate them for every race they do.
The photographs were fantastic. I thought like the guys that were doing the photos are so fun to see. So what I really enjoyed was when I could hear loud cheering coming from like kind of another area of the park. So when I was kind of up on like a higher level, I could hear people cheering for people running by in a different area. I had like the bone conduction headphones on, so I could hear a lot more than when I have AirPods in. And it was kind of fun to just hear it like echoing all over the place, even when people weren't right near you. So that was kind of
cool. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, anything else that I failed to ask you that you wanted to share tonight?
No, I think you've covered everything.
Yeah. I think, Amy, last time we talked, you had potentially thought maybe you might do another marathon. Have you put any more effort into thinking about that?
Not a lot of effort into thinking about it, other than it would definitely be a fall one. So, but I'm just, you know, through the winter, just trying to just keep a strong base. And doing that half on Sunday, did realize I need to get back on some speed work and some pushing myself. I've kept up pretty good mileage, but it's just been kind of going out for jogs. So if I'm serious about doing marathon again, I think it's time very soon to start putting some of that speed work and stuff in, because it does make a difference just in just all of it.
Kirsty Davis been dragging you for some long miles on the
weekend. She's just doing amazing. She PR'd on that crazy distance classic course on Saturday or Sunday. So she was super excited. And I mean, that's a tough age group. She, I think, ran like a 140 and wasn't even top three in that 30 to 34 female
that age group. Too,
so there's some girls, some fast girls there.
I saw 120s for the 34 and 35 year olds. It was crazy.
Brandon Domgalski had the same problem. He was fourth in his age group, 15th overall.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, that pizza probably cost him the all that wind resistance.
That was so cute. Yeah.
We were discussing
it photographed that. Well. It did look great.
It looks great. I told him he needs a banana costume so it'll be more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
The pizza costume kind of sticks out.
It's like the least aerodynamic costume I think you could. Yeah. But he was smart this time. He had worn it to the Panarathon without sleeves underneath, without a shirt underneath, and had all kinds of chafing problems. So this time he said, I wore my long sleeve t-shirt, so I wouldn't have any problems with that. So hopefully he was okay.
Ouch.
All right. Well, thank you for coming up with these questions, Amy. Thanks, Aaron and Don, for both being here. And thank James for, moral support.
I think you might have fallen asleep for a little bit.
I did. I'm sorry.
We'll edit out the story so nobody knows. And we'll be back next month to see how our training's going then, and if there's any other thing else, and maybe we can check in on a few others. Maybe Chad will get back from San Francisco.
Maybe.
All right. Thanks a lot, guy.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Bye.